On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are focusing on Sonora High School. We're joined in studio by Ed Pelfrey, the superintendent of schools for the Sonora Union High School District. Next week, we're going to be focusing on Somerville High School as well. And Superintendent Pelfrey, next thing I want to ask you about is enrollment trends. What have you noticed over the past couple of years when it comes to student enrollment?
Well, enrollment trends throughout the state are being mirrored here in Tuolumne County. Enrollment in general has been down over the last few years. We've had a bump up this year in our enrollment. So we have about 950 students at Sonora High School. We have about 85 students at Cassina Alternative Ed. And then we have about 100 students at Ted Bird Independent Study School. So while in general the trend is downward, we've seen a bump this year.
So it was going downward, now back up this year?
Yeah, and we don't predict that's a long-term trend. We just maybe have more students returning from maybe independent study who were there at home during COVID. Mm-hmm. But the trend is downward, but not at a fast pace.
I imagine, too, with the COVID pandemic, it's just difficult to figure out what those trends really mean at this point in time.
Exactly.
You know, next thing I want to ask you about is technology and the classroom with students. You know, how would you say technology has changed education over recent years?
Well, it's changed a lot. And I've been lucky enough to be at several schools where we implemented one-to-one digital devices for students, starting at Columbia Elementary, and then I was at Ceres High School, and we brought them in. And then with COVID, we went one-to-one with Chromebooks for all our students at Sonora High School 2 years ago. And that's been an important piece. For lots of reasons, when we look at what employers want from students when they leave high school, they want them to be able to communicate, they want them to be able to collaborate, and they want to be able to solve problems on their own. And having access to the World Wide Web at their fingertips is really important for all three of those things: communication, collaboration, and problem solving. And so that's been a big piece of what we're doing. You know, the model of all knowledge coming from a teacher in class isn't the model anymore. They have all the knowledge in the world at their fingertips. What we're trying to do is have wisdom to understand what's valuable and how to access it and how to use it to solve problems. So I think that's been a major shift. It also has been really important for other things that we do at school. So for instance, Enriching Students is a program we use during our flex period so that it's very difficult to divide up 1,000 kids a day and let them have the option of choosing different classes or teachers trying to get students in their class to provide them extra support. Well, with Enriching Students, we have a way of making sure that every student is appropriately sorted and separated on their interests and on perceived student or teacher need for those students every day. And that's pretty exciting. And that would only happen with one-to-one devices. And other things, like we have Hero. Hero is a program that supports our positive behavioral support program, where teachers can recognize students for being respectful, accountable, and engaged in school, for being on time. And they can issue them a point on their cell phones, the teacher's cell phone or on the teacher's computer, and students can see that on their computers. Parents can see it at home on the program. And then they can turn that in for different rewards that they want throughout the day. And we're trying to focus on catching kids being good and encouraging that positive action that we get out of 90% of our students 90% of the time. So, mm-hmm. But that only happens because of the technology. Otherwise, it's very difficult to do.
Yeah, great to hear about the positives of young students and what they're doing. You know, turning the conversation a little bit the other way, I want to ask you, too, about vaping. Is that still a big challenge that school is facing?
It's a very big challenge. And, you know, when I started at Sonora High School in 1993, it was smoking. Mm-hmm. Smoking was the problem, and smoking in bathrooms, smoking around campus. And some of the teachers who have been there since I've been there, we've talked about that we couldn't get to the bathroom during a brunch break because you had to catch three kids smoking on the way. And then by the 2000s, that had gone away. And when we looked back, because you almost don't realize that it had stopped. We weren't having that problem on campus. And you kind of look back and you say, why didn't we have that problem? And it's because nationwide, there was an emphasis on stopping teenage smoking and, you know, stopping marketing with cartoons to children, things like that. And it'd become more difficult to get cigarettes. And the impression had been that cigarette smoking isn't cool anymore. It's something that it's a problem. And we're going to have to do that same thing with vaping. Just the same way we did with cigarette smoking, that, you know, obviously we have enforcement. We're going to bathrooms and making sure that people aren't in there hanging out and vaping. But it's a real problem when you have something that's so readily available and is marketed with flavors directly to young people. And that's a real problem. So we're doing the best we can. It's always tough to police bathrooms, and that's where that can occur, because you have to provide a degree of privacy to students in the restroom, and you want them to feel comfortable at school to go to the restroom. At the same time, you want it to be a place where they can go to the restroom without people vaping. And so that's a tough balance that we're trying to navigate. But it's difficult. It is a problem, and we're trying to find answers.
Also want to ask you about the historic Sonora Dome property. There's been a lot of questions over recent years. What's going to happen with the Dome property? What is kind of the status with that property as we sit and talk here this morning?
Well, the board surplused that property. That was done once before in 2017. So the entire property has been surplused, but only the same portion that was offered for sale, which includes the Dome and the two buildings to the north of the Dome, are being offered for sale. In the process, there's a specific way to offer public property for sale. First, it's offered to other public entities like the county and the city. So we're in that process right now. It has been offered there. Then there's a second tier of nonprofit organizations that it is offered to, and then it would be offered to the public if there weren't offers at that time. One of the differences that we're doing from the past offering of this property is that we will work with potential buyers on arranging parking there in the parking lot of Casino High School. And we found a way that we can do that, so because that's been a major drawback, is where would parking be? It requires 62 parking spots, and we can provide that with some sort of shared agreement. So we can do that. The Dome, that our Board of Trustees and I feel very strongly that it's an important piece of heritage for our community. It's beautiful. It's central to our community, and that it needs to be maintained. But the mission of the district is to educate students, and students will not be educated in there again because of the earthquake requirements. So we want to see that go to somebody who is going to maintain the historical aspect and the heritage of Sonora, and at the same time bring in the resources necessary to maintain that property effectively. So right now we're involved in the sale of the property.
So with that particular potential sale, did you say that Casino would still remain in this current location?
Currently, Casino would stay in its current location.
Okay. How about the Wildcat Ranch? That was a couple years ago talked about in the same kind of conversation as the Dome. What is the status with the ranch today?
Well, what we're doing with the ranch is we're going out to bid for a barn for our ag projects through our students who are involved in FFA. So we're hoping to have that accomplished very soon, within the year, that we can, because we have funds in hand to begin that project and to build a barn where we can house livestock for students' agriculture projects. So that is with the architect right now, going through the bidding process. The ranch, of course, is still used. Right now we lease it for cattle to reduce fuel, but we also are using it for our cross-country courses. So our cross-country coach, Frank Garcia, was out there the other day and actually sent me a picture of a beautiful sunset because they were prepping the course. And then actually we'll be having the National Collegiate Cross-Country Club Championships there in, I believe, on October. And so that'll be another exciting thing that happens there at the ranch.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Sonora High School Superintendent Ed Pelfrey on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.